Okay, okay, today is Daf Chavav. We're on Daf Chav Hamid Beis. We're on the second wide line, the last word on the line. For Rav Achai. Rav Achai, Yasek Le Lebrei, Bei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Acha was busy with the, he made a shidduch with his son, with the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Anyway, Aliyah Lechuppah, they got married. V'lo Havim Mistayim Ilsa. They weren't able to consummate the marriage. It wasn't working out. So Azal Basrei Liune. So the father went to check it out. What's going on there in that house? And Chazia, he saw Sefer Torah de Mancha. He saw Sefer Torah that was laying in the room. Amalehu Iku Hashta Lo Atzei Sakanta Libri. Lucky I got here. Otherwise, it could have been a sakana for my son. Why? The Tanya Bayis Chieshbo Sefer Torah. The house has a Sefer Torah, or tefillin, also l'shamish bo samita. It's also to be with your wife in such a room. Ad she'otziyim, until you take it out of the room. Oh, she'enichim kli b'soch kli. You have to put it into two kelim, not one, two kelim. Right, and the Magen Avraham says over here, same story by mezuzah. So most mezuzahs are, and behold, the wrapping that comes like in a plastic wrapping, that's one. And then the mezuzah case is two, so you're good with the mezuzah. Same thing with chumash. We're going to see in a minute what Tosafot says about chumashim and anything like that has to be put into two. There's a machlokas here. But it means a room. It doesn't mean it means a room. So if you put it in the other room, it's not a problem at all. Yeah, exactly. The house was the room. It was a one-room house. So, but in a chanami. Yeah. Okay. The Amar Abaya says, Lo shanam ella b'kli she'ein kliyan. That's only true with it's not its normal kli. Aval kli shu kliyan, if it is its normal kli, then afilu asara money kesem mana dummy. You put them in 10 times. You put them into 10 kalim, it's considered one kli. Because that is its kli. So in other words, just put it into two unusual, one normal kli, and then another unusual kli. Okay? The whole discussion whether the binding is part of the sefer. Could that count as one? I don't the front page. Not the front page, what's it called? The cover. I don't need that for the kli, I don't need that for the sefer. It's done for protection. Something to make it prettier, but I don't really need that. So does that count as one of the, if that's true, that you could put it, if it's safer on your night table, you put it in the drawer, you put it in the other room. But, okay. Next. Amar Abaya, I said that. Amar Rava, Blima Akamtara, Kikli B'Soch Kli Dami. You put it in a sheet, in the wall unit, some kind of a bookcase, that counts. Amar Rebbe Yeshua Ben Levi, Sefer Torah, Tzarech lasas lo mechitza asara. For Sefer Torah, it's not just good enough to have a kli b'sal kli. You have to actually have it behind the mechitza. And look at the top Tosfos. Dafke Sefer Torah. V'gam chumashim yesh lahachmer kamo Sefer Torah. Avol shar svarim, other svarim, right? Dayan b'kisli ba'alma. So. Next. What? Because it's parchment. It's different. It's a different category than you bought some safer in the store.
Why was
tefillin the not to be with your wife, it's to take it to a bathroom. That was a different thing.
Because
that's what we said. We said there was because it was protection. So protection beats bizarre, right? We said that, right? That's a good question. Like if he had tefillin on his head in the pillow with his wife, that's because you were afraid of getting stolen. That might be a different story. He's not afraid of getting stolen, just stam, right? Marzutra iklo lebe Rav Ashi, chazir leduchte, demar bar Rav Ashi, demonach bar Sefer Torah there, so v'avad le mechitza asara. He built a mechitza around it. Tamalei, come on, who do you hold like? Kriv Reshu ben Levi. I hold like Kriv Reshu ben Levi, right? It has to have a mechitza. It's Eimar, damar Reshu ben Levi, letzli beis achrisi. Rishu ben Levi, that was like a dochik. You have nowhere else to put it, so put a mechitza there. Mar, so that you have another room, you have another place to put it. It's better to put it in another house or another room rather than leave it in the room and put a mechitza around it. So Amalei says, you know what? Lava daite, says Rashi. Lo nazati libi. I didn't think of that. Right? I'm over to that. I didn't think of that. Okay. Next. Kama yarchik mehenu menat tzoa arba amos. You have to be 4 amos away from tzoa and from all these things. Amar rava, amar av schor, amar av huna, lo shav el lachorav. That's only true if it's behind you. Have a lafana, but if it's in front of you, marchik mole einav. You have to be far away that you can't even see it. V'chein l'tfila. Davening, same story. Why? Because even if it's 5 amos away, I'm staring right at it. What kind of davening is that? Right? And is that true? V'amar rafer, mar papa, amar av chista, omet adam kineged beit hakisi u'misfalel. A person's allowed to be right opposite a bathroom and daven. You're allowed to. Hacha mayaskinan, the beis hakisi she'ein bo tzoa. Now that's talking about a beis hakisi that doesn't have any tzoa in it. Any, is that true? From Rav Yosef bar Chanina, beis hakisi she'amru, afal pi she'ein bo tzoa. It doesn't even have to have any tzoa. Ubeis haberchad she'amru, afal pi she'ein bo adam. Even if there's no person there. El hacha mayaskinan b'charati. No. We're talking about here a brand new. It's brand new. It's never been used. Ivo Baile Ravina has meanul beis hakise mahu yesh zimun o ein zimun. Yeah, but we have a question about what about the fact that it's designated to be a bathroom? That's the bathroom. It was never used yet, and he had a shaila about that. What's the story with a bathroom? I set it aside. That's going to be the beis hakise. We never used yet. It's brand new. Never been used. And what's the story? So what do you mean? What's the story? We have an answer. That doesn't count. So why did he have a suffix about it? So the Gemara says, now keep coming, boy, little Ravina. Ravina's suffix was, I designate the bathroom, I never use it yet. So can I daven in the bathroom? That was my suffix. That was my question. Can I daven in there? It hasn't been used yet. It's a brand new. That was my question. Aval kinegdo, lo. Opposite, there's no shaila about that. It's opposite the bathroom, it's never been used. It's not only a bathroom. All right, it's going to be the bathroom. So right now it's mutter. Amarava. Hani bate kisoi de parsoi, the bathrooms of the Parsiim. So says Rashi. So before we get to Rashi, let's finish it. Afagaf de ispu tzoa, even though it has tzoa in there, kistumin damo. It's as if it's covered. Says Rashi, parsoi, bichfira hayu. It was in a hole, they dug a hole, upihem birachok min haguma, and the opening was far away from the hole. Vubishipua, and it was on a slant. It was a pipe. It went down the pipe. So then they covered it. So it was far away. So the Gemara says, even though that has tzoa, it's as if it's covered, it's not a problem. So based on this Gemara, many of the Akronim said, well, that's what our bathrooms are like. You flush the toilet, and then the tzoa goes away. And it's all clean. Now, you can't dive it in a bathroom like that. You can't dive it in such a bathroom. But if it's next to it, there was a guy here years ago. He doesn't dive. Years ago, he was complaining that we're diving next to a bathroom because the bathroom's right on the other side of that wall. So I said, what are you talking about? No, how can we dive in such a shul like this? What kind of shul is this? It drove me crazy. It's not a shiloh. It's not even a shiloh. Because on the first, the whole thing is the whole crazy thing. Just an excuse to make problems. But the point is, it really was. The point is that even if it is a bathroom, our bathrooms today, as the Chazon Ish says, well, when it's cleaned out, when it flushes, you have to make sure it's really cleaned out. Which I think most modern bathrooms are like that. It's cleaned out. It's not an issue. It's a very Gemara. It's not an issue. Okay.
Why do you need this Gemara from the Gemara that said 10 fucking high, 10 fucking low? Wouldn't
that automatically go up with 10 fucking low? That was for davening? So maybe it's not 10 tefillin. I don't know. Right. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, next. Last Mishnah. We had this already. Zav, Shira, Keri. A guy's a Zav. So a Zav means he's already Tommy for 7 days. Then he became a Balkeri. So a Balkeri now is... Thank you. Mati had a kavana to do it also. I told the time. Thank you. So Zav saw a Keri. What's a Zav? A Zav is a guy who started for 7 days. He then became a Balkeri. So the halacha is a Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah or Daven. A Zav is allowed to. But a Balkeri is not allowed to. So, or a Nida. Anita, again, is coming for 7 days. She wants to daven. She's allowed to. Anita's allowed to daven. She's allowed to learn also, I guess. She wants to learn. She can learn. She's coming for 7 days. Then she became Poleta Shechva Zera. Right? She had relations. She became Anita. And then a day or two later, the Zera came out. So now she's a different kind of Tumah called Poleta Shechva Zera. Or Hamesh HaMeshes. A guy is relations with his wife. And then Rosh Anita. Then after that, she becomes Anita. So Tzmich and Tevila. All these people require Tevila. What are they required Tevila for? Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Afal pi shem tamei toma shiva. Even though they're tamei 7 days anyway. Rishum ziva. Because let's say the guy's a zav. They ain't Tevila zum ta'arazo. This Tevila will do nothing to remove that toma. Why? Because he has to wait 7 days for that. Now, afilu hachi tzarech Tevila l'divrei Torah k'takanas Ezra. Still, the guy wants to go to shul or learn. He's got to go to the mikvah. That's what Ezra's takana was. Right? Even though it's not affecting his tumah one iota, it's just removing that balkari status. Mishum kari. V'cheinida imbal espal yudches. Right? Rashi doesn't say a woman's going to learn. Rashi doesn't want to daven. Right? So, Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, is poter. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no such reason to go to the mikvah. We had this already. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, since you can't, the only time you go to the mikvah is when it can accomplish everything it has to accomplish. Meaning, you're completely tar. Since going to the mikvah is not going to change his tumah at all, don't go. What about the fact that he's a balkari? Say he's a balkari. Now, what about the other way around? What about Iboilahu? What about this case? A balkari, Sharaziva. What about a guy who's a balkari? Then he became a zav. Now what would Rabbi Yehuda say? Here he became a Balkari first. So he became a Balkari, so I better go to the mikvah later, otherwise I'm going to daven Ma'ariv. Alright, later that day he becomes a Zav. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Mahu, what would Rabbi Yehuda say now? Ki pata Rabbi Yehuda Hasam b'Zav Shira Keri. By the case, he was a Zav first. Demei Kara La Bar Tevilahu, because before he wasn't about Bar Tevilah. Why not? Because 7 days didn't pass yet. So Abba Balkari first, Shira Ziva, who became now is up. The Meikara Bar Tevilahu. Before he was a Bar Tevilah. He was just a Balkari. A Balkari could go to the mikvah. He was going to go. 2 hours later, he became a Zav. So, maybe everybody would say, well, since the Balkari came first, he should go. Oh, Dilma, or no, Loshna, doesn't make a difference. Since now, right now, he's a Zav, he's got to wait 7 days anyway. What are you going to the mikvah for? The meaningless won't help you. Tashma, so we're going to prove that according to Yehuda, it makes no difference. Why? Because one of the other cases was Hamesh HaMeshes, a woman's been with her husband, a completely mutter thing to do. Then, Viras Anita. Then she became Anita. Now, Tzricha Tevila. Now she still has to go to the mikvah. Rashi said she wants to go daven. Her reason to go to the mikvah preceded her Nida. Right, she was with her husband. Now she got to go to the mikvah. Then, 2 hours later, she became a Nida. What did Yehuda say? Also no mikvah. So what do you see? It doesn't matter what came first. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't matter. In this case, Hamesh HaMeshes V'Ratz HaNida. Being with your husband and then becoming a Nida is Kibalkari Shira Ziva Damya. It's just like a Balkari who becomes a Zav afterwards. Why? Because the mutter thing. The reason you have to go to the mikvah came first. Right? Nevertheless, V'Kapater Rabbi Yehuda. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Pater, Shema Mina. You're right. Rabbi Yehuda would say, you're Pater no matter what came first. Tani Rabbi Chia Bar Behedya, he says it straight out. Balkari Shira Ziva Tarech Tevila. A Balkari who became a Ziva requires Tevila. Rabbi Yehuda Potar. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Because according to him, it doesn't matter what came first. Hajan Alach Mishamesu. Hajan Alach Mishamesu. Hajan Alach Mishamesu. Now we are starting with the next parak, all about Shmona Esrei. So before we even start the parak, Tefilas HaShachar Ad Chatzos. Because Avin Shachar was still Chatzos. How come the beginning of the Masechta was Kriya Shema Shel Arvis comes first? And then how come here we're starting off with Shachar? So if you remember, on that base, we gave two reasons why the Masechta started with Ma'ariv. Number one was because of B'Shavkecha Uvkumecha. That doesn't apply to davening at all. right? Talk about davening at all. That's only by Shema. And number two, we said by Yerev Yivoker Yom Echad. The night comes first. That would apply to Shacharis. It does apply to Shacharis too. The night comes first. So why is it Ma'ariv first? So the answer is because two. Well, it says like this. First of all, there are two reasons. We started off the Masechta with Ma'ariv. Started with Ma'ariv. Started off with Shacharis. No, it's two reasons. First of all, Shatul Kumecha. Second of all, Vayerev Yivoker. The Torah does that. Torah puts. So why are we starting off Tfil Shachar Al Chatzos? It should start off Tfil Ma'ariv. Tfil Ma'ariv. The parak should start off with Ma'ariv. Why starting off with Shacharis? So if it's because of the Shatul Kumecha, that doesn't apply here. What about Vayerev Yivoker? Yes, true. Vayerev Yivoker. There are two reasons why. Two reasons why that doesn't apply. Number one, first of all, we're going to see it's a machlokas if Ma'ariv is a rishus or not. So if it's a rishus, we're not starting off with a rishus. That's number one. Even if it's a chov, which is a machlokas, that's the machlokas when they threw Rabbi Gamliel out of the nesiah and put Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That whole story when he said, "I'm 70 years old, right? With the white hair." That's all. This week, it's tomorrow's daf actually. That was all about whether or not Ma'ariv is a rishus or a chov. It's all about that issue. So it's a machlokas. So first of all, if the reason why we daven is based on the avos, it's Avraham who started Shacharis came first. If it's based on the carbon tamid, Tamid Shal Shachar came first. So for those, based on those two reasons, that's why Shacharis is first. Next, Tfil Shacharis Ad Chatzos. You can daven Shacharis until Chatzos. Right? You can daven Shacharis until Chatzos. Oh, sorry. Right, okay, that's all that. One more thing I wanted to say before we started the perek. Everyone should know, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether davening is even a d'oraisa or a d'rabbanan. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to say d'oraisa, a mitzvah to say to daven. The davening includes shevach ta'ashem, bakasha, and then hoda'ah, which is exactly how we have the Gemara, the davening. The first three brachas are shevach, then we ask for things we need, rifa'enu, parnasa, kibbutz galios, all these things. And then we end off with modim giving shevach ta Hashem. That's the order. That is all d'oraisa. The actual text is d'rabbanan, all the zmanim, the three times a day, all that is d'rabbanan. The core mitzvah of davening once a day is mid d'oraisa. According to the Rabban, it's a mid d'rabbanan, unless it's an eis tzara. Like, right? So then you have a whole vart. Well, every day is an eis tzara, so maybe even the Rabban would agree. He didn't say that. He said it's eis tzara. Okay, it depends on your life, it depends on what you need, it depends on your situation, but that's a yisod in the Masechta, whether or not davening is a daraisa or a darabanan. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, dalad shos, until 4 hours of the day, right? Not till chatos, till 4 hours. Tfilas mincha, what about mincha? By the way, where did the word mincha come from? Why is it called tfilas mincha? You wonder about that? Why is it called mincha? I don't really have a good answer for that. It brings down over here, the Tosfos in Pesachim says, because at the Tamid shel Bein Harbayim, with the Tamid you brought minchas. You brought a cover mincha also. You brought one chakras also. So Tosfos says, yeah, with chakras, we can call it chakras. With mincha, we have nothing else to call it. What?
Yeah.
Mincha, tefillah Bein Harbayim. I know, I don't have a good answer. Right, the question is much better than the answer. Where did the word mincha come from? Right, he brings out another answer that we had earlier that you should be very careful to daven mincha because Eliyahu HaNavi was answered mincha time. We had that Gemara, remember? Yeah. Let's answer the question. No, then he says v'shem v'shas hakravas mincha. Maybe Eliyahu was answered when he brought a mincha, so therefore that's how the name stuck. Like I said, the question is better than the answer. Then the Ramban says there's a pasuk that says that the pasuk says that when Hashem met Adam Arishon, it says mishalech bagan luruach hayom. They were walking. Hashem was walking with Adam luruach hayom. What's ruach hayom? So the uncle says mahalech begins walking in the garden. Limanach Yoma, in mincha time. In the mincha time of day. Meaning in the afternoon. to remez that's what the word mincha means. Like I said, okay, it's not a bad one. Okay, next. Ad ha'erev. Until erev. Till the night. Whatever that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad plag ha'mincha. Until plag ha'mincha. What's plag ha'mincha? Plag ha'mincha is as follows. It's basically 1 1/4 hours before night. It's basically what it is. So if you divide the day into 12 equal parts, not 12 hours, 12 equal parts from morning to machlokas, when you start and when you stop, start by nates or by alos, 12 equal parts, it's 1 1/4 hours before night, which is called plag ha'mincha. Either that time or quote-unquote erev, right? Look at Tosfos, the first Tosfos of the, let's do one more line. Tfilas arvis ain lo keva. Tfilas arvis has no zman. Has no zman. What does it mean, ain lo keva? That's a funny lashon like that. So the Gra says, what it means is, ma'ariv is whenever you can't daven anything else. Whenever you can't daven chachmas, and you can't daven mincha, that's what ma'ariv is. That's what it means, ain lo keva. It has no zman. It's whenever you can't daven something else. The same is true with chakras and mincha, but it's not so true because there's a time where you can't have chakras and you can't have mincha.
When
it says ain lo keva, it has no keva. What does that mean, has no keva?
Because they're on.
What?
They're on.
Right, so it should have said tefillas is ha'erev, me'laila, me'erev. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. No, it's only when you start. When can you start? Whenever you can't daven mincha. What? I know, and every start time here is based on either zman or part of the day. Shachris, right? Well, the truth is shachris, we don't have a starting time. It doesn't say when to start. It's ad chatzos. Right? Someone asked that question. I saw one in the footnote, someone asked that question. Okay. Next. Shalmut Safin Kalayom. Musaf can be the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Zayin shows. You can daven Musaf, no, until 7 hours. It's a parenthesis there. Look at the top Tosfos. Im Tomar. Am I lo ketani gabi tefilas mincha kol hayom? Why doesn't tefilas mincha say the whole day? Kimo gabi tefilas hamusafin. Just like by Musaf. Right? Why does it say ad ha'erev? And by Musaf it says kol hayom. V'yesh lomar, dizman musafin hu kol hayom afilu mishachris. I'll tell you why. Because Musaf, you can even take Shachris time. That's what we do. Right? Shaharei, Karbonos, Yachol, Ahakriv, Miyad, Achar, Tamid. You can start bringing Karbonos as soon as you bring the Tamid. Imkain, therefore, Gam Tfilos Musafin, even Musaf, Yachol, Lehispalo, Miyad, Menaboker. You can daven Musaf right away. Masha'ein, Kain, B'mincha. Mincha is not true. Elamishay, Shoz, V'mechza. Only 6.5 hours. Therefore, the Mishnah didn't want to use the words Kol Hayom. It's not really true. Musaf is taka kol hayom. The only thing you have to wait for is shachris. V'achinami perakama davod azara. It says there, lo litzli inish tzulusa de musafin betlas shoy kamaisa bereshata biyachid. On Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't daven musaf so early in the morning by yourself without a. Okay, alma b'shayim otz Hashanah. The rest of the year, yachol is follow. You can. Ulahachi matib tefilas mincha letefilas musafin. That's another reason why mincha is first here in the Mishnah. Mishom she tadira b'chol yom. It's more tadir. Afal pi she tefilas musafin kodemes. Even though musaf comes first, right? That's why you have all these shaylas. Let's say, like on days of Simchas Torah, is a big shayla, right? By the time you get to daven musaf, it's already mincha time. So what would you do in such a case? Would you daven mincha first because of tadir? I don't know. I think we had that shayla once. It's so late over here that. Many shuls have this problem. What exactly you do, I'm not 100% sure. Okay, next. Says the Gemara. V'raminu, wait a minute. You just said now, tefilas ha'shachar ad chatzos. V'raminu, mitzvot ima neitachama. You really should daven shmona esrei with neitachama. Kedesh shiyitzmoch gul tefila. So you have gul tefila, v'nimza mispal kol hayom. Now, that's mashma. That shachris should be done at neitachama, not 4 hours in the day, not chatzos. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's the ideal, right? Tanya, ki tanya hi levasikin. That's talking about vasikin people. Rabbi Yochanan vasikin, how you go? When I was talking about neitachama, they would stop with neitachama. With kuliyama ad chatzos v'sulo, and everyone else can only daven till chatzos, and that's it. Amar of Mari, Bereder of Huna, Bereder of Yirmiya, Ba'aba, Amar of Yochanan, Ta, below Spal Arvis, Spal Shachwish Shtayim. If you don't daven Mairiv, you daven two Shachwishes. Right? It's an idea of Tashlumin. Shachwish, Mispal, B'mincha Shtayim. If you don't daven Shachwish, you daven two Minchas. So what do you see? What do you mean I can't daven Shachwish till Chatos? I can daven Shachwish Mincha Tash. Right? What do you mean I stop at Chatzos? I could have a mincha time for Shachris. So the Gemara answers, yeah, we're letting you do that. It's not the same thing. Right? You overslept Shachris, so we'll let you down. Ki tanya hahi. So the Gemara answers, ki kula yom ha-matzli v'oz la-chatzos yov le-schar tefila bizmana. You daven at a normal, at the right time, you get schar tefila bizmana. Mikan ve'elech, if you miss Shachris, or you miss any tefila, and you're davening a makeup at the next one, Mikan be'elich tschar tefila yavle tschar tefila bezmana yo lo yavle. Yeah, you get the tschar for davening. You miss. So you make it up 100%. But tefila bezmana you don't get. What is that? What is that? It's a dinder rabbanon. Yeah, not a dinder, right? So the dinder rabbanon is davening at a certain time. If you miss that time, so you lose out on that kiyum der rabbanon. That davening, okay, we let you daven twice. We let you make it up the next tefila. However, more than that, we don't. But to get tefila bezmana that you don't get. You daven shachris at mincha time, you don't get tefillah bezman for that. Yes, it's a makeup, we allow it, 100%. Better than not doing that, but you lose out on the. That's what all meant. Look at the next Tosfos. Vim Tomar. These are all like mamish things that come up all the time. Rav Lakamon. Rav is going to say later on, tefillah is arvus rishus. Wait a minute. Didn't we say Myrav is a rishus? So if Myrav is a rishus, why am I davening two shachrises? Right, the Gemara just said that. If I daven two shachrises, why am I doing that? It's only a rishus. What does a rishus mean? A rishus means it's optional. If I want to, very nice. And if I don't want to, I'm not going to do that. I'm already home. I'm already in my pajamas. I'm not getting dressed to go back out to the shop. I'm not doing that. I don't have to do that. It's only a rishus. So nobody leave now. The kaimalon kavas ab. That's only a rishus. The ode kasha damala kamon. If somebody forgot to say Yal V'Yavu at night, ain't machzir no so. We don't have to repeat Shon Esrei. Why not? Everyone knows this. Mishum de'ein mekachin es achodesh b'layla. Right, Rosh Chodesh by Ma'ariv, if you forgot to say Yal V'Yavu. Even if the second night Rosh Chodesh, you still don't have to repeat Shon Esrei. Why not? Because we all know that. You don't have to repeat. There's no kiddush l'achodesh by night. Lama le high time. What do we need that reason for? Typically, the tefillah's arvus rishus. Learn out that Ma'ariv is a rishus. Why don't we need another reason? So here's Tosfos says Yesod about Tefillah's Arvus Rishus. V'yesh lomar ha damrin and Tefillah's Arvus Rishus. What does it mean? It's a Rishus. It only means one. It's not a Rishus. Hainu legabe mitzvah acheres. If there's another mitzvah, v'hi overes, and it's passing you by, de'oz amrinan tidchet Tefillah's Arvus mipaneha. You can not daven Ma'ariv, and instead you can take care of your father. Or some other mitzvah that can't be done at any other time. Aval lechinam ain lo levatla. But bechinam, you absolutely cannot say, I'm not going to daven Ma'ariv tonight, it's only a rishus. No, it's not a rishus if you're doing nothing. It's only a rishus if you have another mitzvah. Shachris is not like that.
Yeah, the mitzvah of Eris is doing Shachris, you're allowed to do
it. So you must be not allowed to. But your father calls in, listen, I need you to come take care of me. Well, I'll come after Shachris. So that means what the question is when you started, right? So by Ma'ariv, we don't say that rule. By Ma'ariv, Itaka, you have another mitzvah to do. That's all it means. It's a rishus. It only means a rishus in comparison to something else you're doing. Optional, it's not optional. It's not what it means. Therefore, all these questions go away. Then he says something which, umihu, im ichar ad ha-mincha, if you delay until mincha, nira de avres manu batal karbono. Now you blew it. You blew your mitzvah. Kivan shesha kol kach. Since you waited too long. No, it's a matter of shachris now. Ola achar beis tefilos. After you missed two, in other words, you didn't daven shachris. So you can daven two minchas. What if you didn't daven shachris, and by mincha you forgot? So can you daven two ma'arivs? Says Tosfos, that you can't do. You can't delay, you can't push this off more than one tefillah. This makeup tefillah. Lachar based tefillos lo matir shetik nechacham lachzol espalal im shachach. We don't find anywhere you can go back. Afilu tefila achas in batal b'mezid lo yuchal l'sakein. Even if you do it b'mezid, you can't go back. Ubesamach kari le'muvas lo yuchal l'sakein. Something crooked can't be made straight. Pnei Yeshua has a tzarachian. Why not? Why can't you daven? If it's long as it's the same day, why can't... In other words, you miss Meirev. You didn't daven Meirev. Shach Mitzvah, you forgot. Then by Mincha, you'll daven two Meirevs. You'll daven twice Mincha. Why can't you do that?
That's the other question also. When you daven Mincha, you have to miss Shabbos. Which tefillah is the Shabbos?
So we're going to answer that on a base. The real one, the first one's the real one, and the second one's the makeup. Always.
So that even further strengthens this idea that maybe if the second one's the makeup, then you can borrow.
Exactly. By the way, the Pnei Yeshua leaves the Pitzarachian. He doesn't have an answer. Why can't that be? Why can't you? I understand you can't daven Wednesday on Friday. You can't do crazy thing like that. It's a different day. The Korbanos are completely over.
What? Why should the day limit it?
If you can make it up, because it is patterned on the Kabanos. What? Exactly, Avra Yom Batal Kabano. So it's still the same day. No, because Meirev starts the new day. Meirev, right? So Monday night, Meirev is really Tuesday's. It's Tuesday's Tefillah. Because we base it on the day before. I hear what you're saying. I know. Rosh Hashanah has a suffix about that. About davening 100 brachas a day. It's an Indian say 100 brachas a day. So which one does Meirev count for? Does Meirev count for Monday or for Tuesday? I know he has a whole discussion about that question. No, but Monday night, we'd have a Meirev Monday night. So we hold Monday night is really Tuesday. However, you really have a Meirev for Monday's day, for Monday's Karbanos. It's the leftovers of Monday's Karbanos. So he's got a good point. So whichever one you want to do for Meirev, whichever one you want to do, why can't it go for more than one tefillah? That question, the Pnei Yeshua does not answer. He leaves the Pitzarachian. Think about it, it's a very good question. It's a good question. But we don't hold like that. We hold you can only make it up one tefillah. Oh my goodness. Okay, next. Where am I? Ibayilahu. Ibayilahu. Tov lo espal mincha, malshi espal arvis bees. What about if you don't daven mincha? Can I daven Meirev twice? Right? And the bottom toast, I'm not going to read it because we're running out of time. He talks about there's no such thing as a makeup for Musaf. If this Musaf, there's no makeup for Musaf. Okay? Imtim tzalom ar tovelo espal arvis, mespal shachmas bays. If I forget Meirev, I say two shachmases. Why? Bishub dechad yomu. It's the same day. Bechsev, vayer vayivoker, yom echad. Avahacha tfilah makam karban hu, vikirvan de over yom, abatal karbano. Since I blew the day, that's it, the carbon's over. Oh, Dilma, or maybe. No. Kiva de Tzuzer Rachmanihi. Since davening is that. Kol Eimas, the boy Mats, will be Azel. As long as it's the same day, as long as I can daven. So why not daven? Tashma, Damar Vuna by Yehuda, Amar Vitel Gamar Vyachanan, Tavlo, Espal Mincha, Espal Arvis Beis. You do daven two Myrivs. Vain Bazem, Yishum, Avra Batal, Avra Yom, Batal Kabano. We don't say that. So I guess that would answer that question. So now the Pnei Yeshua's question is even stronger. Right, if we're allowing you to do this, then why can't you miss one tefillah and then still make it up? Now to that he doesn't have an answer. Meisvei, wait a minute. Muvas lo yochal l'sakein, v'chesar lo yochal l'himanos. What's crooked can't be made straight, and what's missing is not counted. Muvas lo yochal l'sakein, what does it mean, what's crooked can't be made straight? Zesh shebitel kriyash ma'ashal arvis, kriyash ma'ashal shachris, o tefillah shal arvis, o tefillah shal shachris. And by the way, anything that you miss, you can't make up. I didn't shake a lulav today. I said, you can't make that up tomorrow. Every mitzvah is like that. I don't know why they only pick Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. There's not one mitzvah that you can ever make up. The only thing you can make up is Pesach Sheni. It's the only thing you ever make up for in the whole Torah. Now, you can't with another one. Davening you can make up. You can't make up anything else. Anything you blow. I didn't eat matzah today. So you can't eat it tomorrow. That's it. Pesach is over. You blew it. Wait till next year. Everything's like that. So we pick only one thing. Everything. I don't know. What does V'chaser and L'yuchal Yimanos mean? What's missing can't be counted. Zesh nimnu chaver l'dvar mitzvah v'no nimne imahen. Right? You said, I'll be there to go to visit the sick person. They didn't show up. So you're not counted. Or they didn't invite you. Either way. The point is, what do you mean? What's going on here with makeups? Didn't we have a din that if you blow it, you blow it? No. That's what you did at b'mezid. B'davka b'mezid said, I'm not davening. What about, which is what most people happens, no one doesn't daven b'mezid. What they do is, especially in the wintertime, like mincha, I'll daven later. I'll go to the other minyan down the block in an hour from now. and you turn around before you know it, it's 5 p.m. You've missed it. So is that considered amazed? That's not considered amazed. Shulchan Aruch says it's not considered amazed. You made a mistake thinking you'd have more time. It's not amazed, and that they do allow a makeup for that. So Amar Rashi, Dekanami, Dekani, Batal Velok Tani Ta. It says Batal. You sat. I am not davening today. Then you have Charata later. You want to do tshuva? Now you blew it. Right? Shema Aminah. Exactly. Tana Rabbanan. Ta Velo Espal Mincha BeErev Shabbos. If you make a mistake, you forgot to Zav Mincha Erev Shabbos. So now yeah, the makeup is going to mean two davenings of Shabbos davening. Is that all right? Yeah. Mispala Bilel Shabbos Shtayim. Yes. You daven Friday night twice. It's a completely different tefillah. Doesn't make a difference. Tar v'lo espal mincha b'Shabbos. What if you didn't daven mincha Shabbos afternoon? Now, mispala b'matzei Shabbos Shtayim. Now you're going to daven matzah Shabbos twice. That's also okay. Shalchal. However, one proviso. Mavdil b'rishona v'eino mavdil b'shniyah. Make havdalah only in the first one, not in the second one. You only have to say Abdullah once. The first one is the real one. So the first one's a Matzah Shabbos one. The second one's a makeup. Why am I saying Abdullah the second one? There's no reason for it. Based on this, Tosfos says, let's say it's Mincha, Rosh Chodesh was Monday, and you forgot to daven Mincha Monday afternoon. Now Monday night, I'm sorry, you daven Mincha, you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. You forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Which means you didn't really daven. Now Monday night, not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Can you make up the davening? So it says, so what are you making it up for? You can't say Alav Yavo now anyway. So to say Shimon Esri again and not say Alav Yavo again, there's no point in that. Right? If you remember it's still Mincha time, then yeah, repeat Shimon Esri. You hear what he said? You hear what he just did? But if it's Ma'ariv time now, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, what are you repeating it for? But same thing over here. Davening twice Ma'ariv, only one has to have Havdalah, not the second one. What if this one? The Ivdul B'Shniya of Lehivdul B'Rishona. What if you made Havdalah only in the second one, not the first one? So Shniya also low, Rishona low also low. Only the second one counts. Because by davening Ma'ariv without mentioning Havdalah, it doesn't count. Now I daven Ma'ariv with Havdalah. That clues me in that this is not a makeup. It's really Ma'ariv. So therefore I got to daven another one after that one to be my makeup. Okay?
How can you make it up if you already...
If you already davened?
One pass.
What, which one pass? You didn't daven Mincha.
Right.
On Shabbos. Now it's Matzah Shabbos. You'd say a Ma'ariv. You forgot to say Abdullah now. Now you say Ma'ariv with Abdullah. You daven Ma'ariv with Abdullah. Now do you daven a third one? That I don't know. I don't know. I said before, I'm not sure now. I'm not sure now.
Why are you having a second one again?
Because you're making up Mincha. But you forgot to say you forgot to say Abdullah in the first one, which is what you're supposed to do. So by davening Abdullah in the second one, you just now blew the first one.
But you don't have to repeat Abdullah anyway, in general.
What?
You're not supposed to repeat.
Yeah.
Correct.
The second
one. Right. Well, exactly. You don't have to, exactly. Well, the Gemara's
good. You said you did it anyhow.
No. You davened twice because you're making up Mincha.
Right.
But you forgot Abdullah in the first one.
You forgot Abdullah in the first
one.
You don't make up. In the
correct, but you davened two because you didn't realize. So after, you went over to the rabbi, this is what I did. I davened the first one, I forgot to say Abdullah. Second one, I did say Abdullah. So did I do a good job? He says, no, you didn't do a good job because by not saying Abdullah on the first one, you showed you that was nothing. Lememor, the kibbutz Abdul, the kamaisa, commander of Tzali dummy, umadrinale. What do you mean? Everyone's asking. That means that if you don't have a Abdullah, you have to repeat? It's not true. For a minu. If you don't, if you forgot to say Mashiv Haruach, B'tchias HaMeisim, in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, V'she'ela Berchas HaShanim, Machzirin Oso. You have to repeat. V'sha Havdalah B'chon HaDas, Ein Machzirin Oso. You don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you leave out Havdalah, Mibnei She'ov Yochel Arman Lakos, because you're going to make Havdalah at home. Now Kasha, that's a good Kasha. It's a very good Kasha. Okay? Next, Itmar. Everyone famous Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Berichin Omar, Tfilas Avos Tiknum. Tfilas Avos, the Avos made davening. They made up davening. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Tfilas Kineged Tmidim Tiknum. No, they made the Kineged the Carbon Tamid. Tani kavasa de Rav Yossi, Baruch Hanina, Tani kavasa de Rav Shurban Levi. Tani kavasa de Rav Yossi, Baruch Hanina, Avraham tikin tefila shachas. Avraham made shachas. Shneemar, v'yashkim avram baboka, mokam asher omad sham. Ben amid elo tefila. Shneemar v'yamad pinchas v'yipalo. Yitchak tikin tefila smincha. Shneemar v'yitzi yitzchak l'suach patad l'osnoz erbein tich elo tefila. Shneemar, tefila ani ki yatof l'fnei Hashem. Yishpach sicho. Yaakov tikin tefila arvis. Shneemar tzez. V'yifka b'mokam v'yulon sham. Vein pigi el tefila shnevata el tespalo ba'ara om. Hazev el tisei kvodam rina tefila v'altifka b. Good. So that Bryce says clearly, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov made shachas mechamayruf. Tana kivas and Jewish Shurban Levi. Bipnei ma omru tefila shachar ad chatzos. Why is shachas till chatzos? Sharei tamen shal v'shachar karba holach ad chatzos. Because they carry the carbon tamen until chatzos. From Yehuda omru ad arba shos. Sharei tamen shal shachar karba holach ad arba shos. Bipnei ma omru tefila zmincha ad erev. Why is mincha till the mayriv? Till the night time, Shari Tamat Shal Bein Arbayim Karva Holech Ad Erev, because you can bring it until the night. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha, Shari Tamat Shal Bein Arbayim Karva Holech Ad Plaga Mincha. Ubnema Omer Tzvilas Ad Erev Ein Lo Keva, Shari Evarim Upidarim, certain fats and limbs, Shon Es Achlu Mi Be'erev, that were not able to be eaten up before night, burned up, Krav Holech Kala Laila, they can go the whole night. You didn't always have these limbs. They weren't always necessary to be going into the night. Sometimes it was a slow day. I didn't need to do that. They were all burned before night. That's why Ma'ariv is a Rishus. You have to do it. Sometimes it became a Rishus. If you hold it was based on the Avos, why is Ma'ariv a Rishus? I don't have an answer to that question. All the answers that I saw, all the Hashkafic things, why Yaakov is different than the other Avos. Yaakov was in Golos, and Ma'ariv is the night, and when Golos is over, then there won't be Ma'ariv anymore, because we're going to have Geula, and therefore it can't be a Keva, there's no set thing that there's such a thing as a Golos, therefore it's only a Rishus, only certain times of our existence. All those types of answers. A real halachic answer, why, if you hold it to Avos, it's a Rishus, I don't know. The Rambam only brings down the reason of Tefillah, of its Kodesh based on Kavod Tamid. Doesn't bring down the reason of the Avos. That makes perfect sense. Because he holds Ma'ariv as a Rishus. That makes perfect sense. Right? Once he holds it to Avos, why is Ma'ariv a Rishus? Why does Yaakov get shortchanged? Right? Like I said, anyone has an answer to this question?
Why can't be both?
What?
Why can't be both?
We're going to see a similar idea in a minute why it really is both. Why is Musaf the whole day? Shall recover Shal Musaf and Karv Kol Ayom. Shall recover Musaf Karv Kol Ayom. Vezihi mincha gedola. What's mincha gedola? Mishesh shows umechsa v'mayla. 6.5 hours into the day is already mincha gedola. That's when you can start davening mincha. That what? That's based on karbanos.
Because there's no
right. Nobody made up musaf. We don't have a thing that David Melech Yosef Atzad. No, you don't have a thing like that. It's only based on karbanos. Correct. Vezihi mincha ketana. What's mincha ketana? It's mishesha shows umechsa v'mayla. 9.5 hours into the day. 9.5 hours into the day leaves you with 2.5 hours from Mincha Ketana till the end of the day. 2.5 hours. Half that time is Plaga Mincha. The Ibai Lahu, Rabbi Yehuda, Plaga Mincha, Kama Ka'amar, is Plaga Mincha of the first Mincha? Oh, Plaga Mincha Achrona Ka'amar. Or is it Plaga Mincha of the second Mincha? We all know it's the end of the second Mincha. Right, you can't make Shabbos on a Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't do that. Why not? Because we hold Plaga Mincha from the second one. Tashma, the Tanya, we the Omer Plaga Mincha, Achrona Amru. It's a second Mincha. The Yud Aleph Shah, it's 11 hours. Chasa Revi, minus 15 minutes. So it's 10 hours and 45 minutes, meaning an hour and 15 minutes before you get to night. So it's a Machlokes. It's a Machlokes. I think the standard one is before Shkia. Name it to have a tiyufta to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Let's say this is a tiyufta on Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. What did he say? Who learned like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So he says, no, this is what Stewie said. Amalach Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Lolam Amalach Tfilas Avos Tiknam. That the Avos made shachris, made the tefilas. Das mechuhu rabbanon akarbanos, and the rabbanon hung it on the karbanos. Why would the Rabbanim have to do that? Very simple. Just because Avram daven Shacharis, why should I daven Shacharis? What does that do to me? He didn't make a thing for... Avram made a plaque. From now on, everyone's daven Shacharis. No, it doesn't say anywhere like that. Happens to me, Avram daven Shacharis. And happens to me, Yitzchak daven Mincha, Yaakov daven Ma'ariv. So why am I davening? I'm davening because it's based on the Karbanos. And the Chachal, it's very lovely that the Avos davened. It's very nice. That might be a nice idea, hashkafically. Why? What's the tachlis? Why am I davening? Because it parallels the Karbanos. And just like we used to bring Karbanos, and even though it could be a person that didn't bring Karbanos his whole life, but it was brought on behalf of him. So therefore, we daven.
What's Ma'ariv based on again?
Ma'ariv is based on that. Sometimes they didn't have time during the day to burn all the fats.
Ma'ariv, because it's negative, it recovered, it's burning up all the...
Correct. So that's why it became a Rishus. You want to hear a good question? If Ma'ariv is a Rishus, if Ma'ariv is based on the burning of the fats, why is there ever Ma'ariv on Friday nights? You are not allowed to burn the fats of Friday on Friday nights. You're not allowed to. You hear this? Why is Ma'ariv ever on a Friday night?
See, what's up, so you can say that Friday night is not really Ma'ariv, it's being, it's Kiddush, right? You say Kiddush in Shmoneh.
No, we don't. Yeah, true. So you don't have to do that. But the whole concept of Ma'ariv on a Friday night, what's the for? So I asked, so someone told me, I don't know, I didn't have a chance to look it up. I think it's a Magen Avraham that asked that question. Someone told me they used to save the fats from last Friday and burn them next. Oh, I'm sorry. They would save Shabbos and burn them the following Friday night. Something like that. Somehow, the week, we waited a week. I don't know. After what? So they were burning fats. Oh, they were burning fats on Friday night. Just from the week. Shabbos the week last week Friday. What? That's an interesting question. We do daven Ma'ariv on Friday nights. It's interesting, you know, Hashkafa, like, what's the reason for that based on this idea? Yeah, right. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Yeah, the Zeraya. All right, very good.
So just to recap, you don't have to bother.